Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today I want to talk to you about latter rain and rain in general. You can read this on your own, Zechariah chapter 10, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 14 and 15, and Joel chapter 2, verses 23 through 32. Rain is important. We need the rain in order for vegetation to grow and be nourished. The animals need it. It helps the grass get greener. It refreshes the land. It causes things to grow and be fruitful. We also need God to rain on us and to make us fruitful in His kingdom. Now, there comes a time when we experience drought. And so drought is that dry season where you see no end in sight to financial problems or physical health problems, problems on your job, problems in your marriage, problems with your children. You're not getting anything out of the word. When you go to church, it's dry. I know you've experienced this, one of these. And so you have to begin to pray and assess what is going on in my life that's blocking me hearing from God and my spiritual life. So we go through these seasons of drought. Now, what you need to do is cry out to the Lord and ask for the latter rain. So let me go back for a minute. If there's a latter rain, that means there had to be a former rain. Now, rain for harvesting and crops usually occurs around October. Then there's what we call a latter rain, which comes March or April when everything starts to bloom again. And there are year-end rains, which occur in the winter. Rain has to come seasonally. You can't have rain all the time, or else you will experience what we experienced here in Texas with Hurricane Harvey. Things will flood and be ruined and destroyed. So you can't have it all the time. You need a fresh rain. You need a fresh anointing. You need a fresh shower of blessings. What we really need right now is a revival of the Holy Ghost. And we need for it to come in, not in a drizzle, not even in a downpour, but like a flood. We need a flood of the Holy Spirit in the United States and our churches and all across the world, because we've been planting seeds. We've been planting seeds of hope. We've been planting seeds of positivity in the Word. We've been planting churches. And yet, where is the harvest? Where's the harvest, saints, when there are thousands of churches in and around the Houston area and we still have trafficking? We still have homeless people on the streets. We still have massive drug addiction, too many divorces, domestic violence, crime like we've never seen before, perverseness with pedophilia. Where is the harvest? So that tells me we need a downpouring of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? This generation, Gen Z and the millennials, there is a hunger in their hearts. They're searching for something and they don't even know what they're searching for. What they're searching for is Jesus and the Holy Ghost. That's what they're searching for and they don't even know it. And it's our job to give them the basics of the Word of God, that Jesus died and rose again, that if you are saved, you're covered by the blood and you're going to heaven, that the Bible is the infallible, unchanging Word of God, that there really is a heaven and a hell, and you have an enemy named Satan. If we can just get back to the basics and reach these young people, they are so on fire about political issues and social issues and justice. What a world this would be. So join me in praying for a latter rain, when the Lord sends down his blessings bountifully. So the Holy Ghost waters the seed of God's word in us. He leads us to a place that God has already pre-established to work in us. And he begins to grow and put down roots so that we can have a productive fruit of the Spirit. You with me? I know I'm jumping around a little bit. I'm just giving it to you as it comes. The Holy Ghost causes us to want to get into the Word. And as we get deeper and deeper and deeper into the Word, we become more productive. We produce more fruit. And God wants to pour out his blessings on us, his children. He says that throughout the Word. So between the former rain and the latter rain, there has to be some growth. So this is that time where obstacles come, where your enemies show themselves, where you are attacked, where the storms come and just rip your life apart if you let it. This is also the time where the canker worm will get at the root and start eating away at it, or try to mess up the harvest, the crop that's coming. And yet somehow, in the natural, the farmer works this out. He figures this out and he works it out. Just like in our lives, the Holy Ghost knows this. And if we rely and surrender to him, he figures this out. He works it out. Because he knows that the harvest is drawing near. God is, if nothing else, he's merciful. And he provides for us. So he sends the rain just in time to make the plants produce in abundance. All of this is God. He's the one who created rain in the first place. He's the original farmer. So it's not a coincidence that the chapters that I asked you to read about the former rain and the latter rain and harvesting and crops comes from the master himself, who invented farming and irrigation. And that there's a spiritual analogy or metaphor that goes with it. Sometimes the Lord sends both the former rain and the latter rain together for exponential growth. And I feel like this is the time that we are living in right now. So many new churches are popping up. So many people are going back to school to become ministers. Women are preaching and teaching like never before, because we're drawing closer to the coming of the Lord, his second return. And so it's time for the latter rain, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon this world and his people. So don't be surprised if you start prophesying or speaking in tongues or whatever, if the Lord starts using you to heal the sick, because it's time. It's time. Now, let's look at 1 Kings 18:43. "Go and look toward the sea," he told his servant. This is Elijah. "And he went up and looked. There's nothing here," he said. Seven times Elijah said, "Go back." Seven times Elijah sent his servant to look toward the sea to see if he saw any sign that the rain was coming. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us what Elijah is doing while he sends his servant off looking. But I'm going to guess that he's praying for the rain to come. Whether it was the first time or the seventh time, I guarantee you he was praying. He was persistent in his prayer because he had faith, even though he had no evidence of rain. And how many of us quit after only two or three tries? Here is a prophet, a man close to God's heart, who didn't even quit after the sixth time. The seventh time the servant reported, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." So Elijah said, "Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." The servant reported back to Elijah on the seventh time that there was a cloud the size of the man's hand rising from the sea. "If you look at my hand, I can tell you that it is not a very big cloud." That is a tiny cloud, if you think about it. I don't think I've ever seen a cloud that small. However, it was enough for Elijah because he saw a sign of a breakthrough. Because anything in the hands of God, no matter how small, he can make it big. Remember the five loaves and the two fishes? Sometimes we don't get our rain or blessing because we've given up. Because it came in a smaller package than we were expecting. Because it didn't come the first or the second time. You have to have faith. You have to hold on. So I want you to take assessment of your spiritual life. And if you're really holding on to the promises in the Word of God, or if you're giving up and quitting, are you waiting on the latter rain? I pray that this message has blessed you and that it's informed you. And I encourage you to read the chapters that I mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast. God bless you.